Southwest, and welcome to the Game Informer. I'm your host, Jackson Bogan, with my co-host, Cameron Hinton.
Hello.
And we are joined by Ben Lappin.
Hello.
And Zacharias Brooks.
How's it going?
Today, we are following up on the Cyberpunk podcast. Now that the game has been released, we need to see how our guests' opinions have changed, or what they have to say now that the game has been released. To start, Ben, what do you think about the game now that it's been released? Do you think they should have waited longer?
I think I still stand by my opinion. Actually, I don't think. I thoroughly believe that they should have still waited on the development. The rush development of the game has had negative impacts on its not only reviews of the game itself, but just its launch. It may not be one of the worst launches ever. But many of the glitches have been reported across tons of different of the older gen consoles, going so far as to having them be removed from the stores or just entirely due to the lack of dedication to making it easier for these consoles to run the game. And there's other issues on the latter consoles and on PCs. For the PC community, not as badly with many of the glitches that have come out with the game since its release, but it is still an issue that seems to be very prominent from the game's release, which has been terrible for its launch so far.
All right, well, Zach, you were of the opinion that they should just release the game now and work it out later, but how do you respond to the fact that in a lot of areas, the game was almost borderline broken, and old-gen players were completely screwed?
Now, that may be true. However, let's be honest with the old-gen thing. It was holding them back. This allows them to focus more on the newer consoles and generations, so they can just focus on two consoles and just get that dealt with. Then maybe they'll go back to it, hopefully. I hope they do. I honestly do. And to be completely honest, I'm confident that they'll patch out these bugs quickly and efficiently. I mean, they've developed this game for, what, 4 years at this point? They must have a good idea of what they're doing at this point, so I think they can just get this dealt with pretty quickly.
All right. Now, what do you guys think about the review bombing on the PC stores because of their poor release on the consoles?
I don't think it accurately reflects the differences of where the actual game stands on each of these. In the long term, I think it can reflect badly for when these do get patched in to some degree on the platforms where they can actually run it on PC, on your PS5, on your Xbox One X or wherever and all that. But in terms of the short term, it has helped it the complaints have allowed it to be removed from consoles where it has so many problems that they almost can't run PS4, Xbox One, and so on. It's really the only two consoles. But while that is bad for its release, it is good, and it allowed many of the players who pre-ordered it or have bought it to be able to get their refund back for a game that they literally cannot play.
All right, Zach, what about you?
So about the review bombing, in the short term, I think review bombing is fine. It's not that big of a deal because it does give the developers information that they need to know in a large number so that they know that there is a massive issue. However, in the long term, I don't think it's good because at some point it's just going to be a bunch of people screaming at the developers and it's not really going to help anything. So I hope it doesn't last very long.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys have seen the Angry Joe review on Cyberpunk, but what he basically said about it was the gameplay, like, the game had so many promising features, like, it seemed like so much of it was fleshed out and the story seemed amazing, but that the actual, like, the bugs and the unfinished features from the rush development were really holding the game back from being as perfect as it was hyped to be. Would you agree with that opinion?
I would 100% agree with that. I wouldn't use the word perfect. I don't believe there's a perfect game out there because there's always a consumer market or a consumer of the gaming market who isn't going to enjoy that. And people who release these products know that. But aside from that point, there are many glooming issues that the game has within its internal coding that could be patched in, or it's just in the framework of it where there is a lot missing. With the cyberpunk, literally in the name, the cyberpunk type of genre it's supposed to be in, you know, you see maybe throughout the game, like, there's hovering cars, but there's, you would imagine there'd be, there's one interaction, I believe, where you actually get to see a floating, like, hover, like, craft of some kind. It isn't just hovering above the ground, but literally flies, right? That is used by, like, the police department, and all that. And the story is okay. A lot of it gets rushed through. It, just in, like, the first 30 minutes of the game, you get to see half of the relationship that you build up with this important character, which you build up with him, your relationship with him later on, and it does have a major impact on the story. But a lot of it is easily can be seen that they might have just put this whole montage in to just do some visual storytelling without actually having to go put in the effort of making the character and the player character go through with that. And obviously, I think many people can agree that it would have been better if you actually went to go and did all of these things with this character. And in many ways, there are problems, as I said beforehand, that are within the internal, such as the way that the game is programmed for loading in civilians. Where if you look in a direction, it's supposed to spawn in a bunch of things, whether it for the entities, but it doesn't actually save those entities. So if you leave that and go around a corner and then come back, they're gone, and then you turn around and look back again, they all just reappeared. Very immersion breaking for a game that has taken a bold step in what many believed in the first half of its release with the first person aspect of it, which is another thing that's very interesting that I don't think was fully realized to its greatest potential, especially with the amount of character customization that goes into the game, and then you're being set in first person, you barely get to ever see your character, except maybe in a mirror, which would maybe make you think that it's going to be immersive, but yes, but yet these issues seem to almost ruin the immersion in many ways.
Alright, Zach, would you agree with Angry Joe's opinion about how the game, in a lot of ways, in a lot of its concepts, did so strongly but was held back by the rushed development and the unfinished concepts?
I would agree, except for the rushed development part. Now, they started development in 2016, I believe, right? I think I'm right on that. And if they took this long to get this, would more time have really helped? And we've heard things about some pretty unorganized development, so I don't think more time necessarily would have fixed their issues. But we really won't know, of course.
All right. Fair opinion. Cameron, do you have any opinions on Cyberpunk? You've been kind of quiet.
Yes. So, with Cyberpunk, honestly, it was really disappointing seeing the game release how it did. Now, I wasn't really, like, fanboying it to begin with, because I, like, kind of had really low expectations of it. But even despite the game being super overhyped, it was really difficult. It was really disappointing seeing it release how it did. But what this reminds me of is No Man's Sky, so hopefully they pull a similar situation to that. And for those who don't know, No Man's Sky was another game that was being developed for years, got delayed repeatedly, and then when it did get released, it was a buggy mess, and it didn't have half the features or more that they promised. But then, over time, the game just became, they kept adding stuff and fixing the bugs and adding things that they didn't even promise to begin with, all for free. And that turned the game today into something really good from what I've seen. The reviews on Steam, for example, are very positive, close to overwhelmingly positive, compared to at launch, where they were overwhelmingly negative. So I think they have the potential to turn this around, and I really hope they do, because I think we all just want to play enjoyable games.
So my opinion right now, and I agree with you, Cameron, but I'd have to say the bugs really take a lot away from the game. From what I have seen, it is to the point where certain sections can be completely blocked off, soft locked, or unplayable, which really just takes out of the immersion and the experience. I also would have to say that I feel like, although this game could never hope to like have the same open world feeling that like a Rockstar game would have, because you know Rockstar's been making open world forever, but I definitely think they kind of failed in that regard to even provide a like the above average experience they were promising with all this hype, especially. And I'd have to say that, you know, just the pacing of the game, the open world, the bugginess, everything really stopped this from just being an above average game, you know, stopped it from, in my eyes at least, being, you know, something like, you know, a game that could actually rival, you know, a Titan like the Grand Theft Auto series or Red Dead Redemption 2. Because the amount of hype around this game is similar to that of Red Dead Redemption 2, you know, just everyone losing their minds about it. But the receptions are way different. And, you know, it just, you know, it's just very divisive. And a lot of people do genuinely enjoy this game, but it's just being held back by those problems. And to kind of respond to what Zach said, Zach, I think your point is kind of mute, because if they would, I would have rather they spent 7 more months on this game actually bug testing. These bugs were dead obvious. And if they can start fixing them now, they could have fixed them in the time they were bug testing. Anything else to add?
No,
not really.
All right, then I guess I have one final question for you two. Ultimately, what is your opinion on Cyberpunk?
If I was buying it, which I right now, maybe after I got patched, I might consider it. People do the gameplay with the gunplay of it. I just enjoy the melee mechanics in it to an extreme degree. And that seems honestly far from just a gameplay of somebody who play video games as the most enjoyable aspect of it, besides the story being interesting. And seeing as how you go 9 hours into the game before the actual title card pops up, it seems there's a lot more that I haven't actually looked into. So despite all the gameplay I've seen in the reviews, I'd still give it a try, just even after the patches go through.
All right, what about you, Cameron?
I think overall the game still has a lot of potential. It's just realizing that might be a huge issue. Overall, it's really up to the developers to create or put their game into a state where everyone can genuinely say they enjoy it. Because right now there's a pretty big controversy surrounding it, to say the least.
I don't add on for my statement that I would be playing this on a PC, so there wouldn't be as many issues as with on consoles or just old gen, new gen.
What about you, Zach?
I really hope this game pulls a No Man's Sky, as Cameron said, because it really does have a lot of potential. It could be an amazing game. But of course, there are a lot of issues with it right now. And I would still give the game a try, though. It's still pretty good for what it is. And definitely get it on the PC, though, as Ben said. Definitely.
So, that leaves it to you, the audience. What do you think about Cyberpunk 2077 and its release? Until next time, I'm Jackson Bogan.
I'm Cameron Inton.
And thank you for listening.